Hey everyone, this is Amy here with a Daily Awakening. John and I know all of us are getting these daily awakenings, it seems, just time collapsing upon collapsing, it's just, you're different today than you were yesterday, and you're learning new revelation all the time, right? And but sometimes it can seem like nothing's happening, but there's things emerging all the time within us, things we're releasing and letting go. And then sometimes things just kind of sideswipe you too, don't they? And in this whole growth and awakening, and sometimes we can beat ourselves up thinking that we're having a setback. Like, for instance, I had a pretty rough day the other day. And you know how you have it where things are going really good, and then the next day it's, as they always say, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or you didn't get enough rest, and so you're already in this kind of more weaker state. And but anyway, it seemed like the day was going really good, and then just things started feeling heavier and heavier and heavier. And what I didn't realize was that things were actually coming up to come out. And a lot of times we can accuse ourselves and shame ourselves as like, I should know better. I shouldn't be thinking this way, or I shouldn't feel this way, all the I shouldn'ts. And for me, I know something God has just been working out of me. Because for one, I'm a definite empath, and struggled with being a people pleaser growing up. I was the oldest, and so I was kind of like the neutralizer for the family. My dad would come home and be upset about several things, so many things, and go walk through the house and look for things that weren't done right, and so it really kind of put me in this frame of mind that I needed to satisfy that. I needed to do the best I could and try to get everything right, and maybe that would make him happy and he would be in a good mood. And you're trained in these beliefs, the meanings that you attach to things. And then we end up applying that to God. We end up applying that to our mates. And this thing of, I'm either dissatisfying or I'm disappointing, because if that's the case, then that equals pain, that equals shame, that equals separation, that equals abandonment. And so you can get in this spiral of triggers, right? And with life, it's a layered onion effect. You can peel away layers after layers. Of course, I'm well aware of these things and have been working on, we're all working on our childhood upbringings, beliefs, patterns, programmings, and peeling it off layer by layer, as we're going deeper and higher with the Lord. But so apparently it was the day. just the other day, to really look this thing, in the eye again. And it's not, again, that you're unaware of it. I think it's just sometimes it's, like a branch where its time is done and it's just kind of lingering, holding on to the main branch, or like a leaf, but it's still there kind of waving in the wind. And so you can feel it. It's really sensitive because it's on its last leg, so to speak. And so what happens is, a lot of times, the darkness and entities or evil spirits or whatever could come in, and the Lord is just showing me this, that they will try to brush up against you. Come, it's just like, when you can walk into a room, you can feel a dark energy and you're like, whoa, okay. Or you come into somebody's space and you can feel it. And especially as an empath, it's so important that we don't take on those feelings and that energy and start taking it on as ourselves. And so this is a trick the Lord was showing me that the enemy tries to do, is it will come up and brush alongside you with like a spirit of doubt or a spirit of criticalism or shame or depression or even suicide for some, right? Despair, all these things brush up against you to make you feel that that's you, and start projecting all these thoughts to get you to think, what's wrong with me? Shame, all these things, even suicidal stuff. And it's like, whoa, where is this coming from? I know that's not this isn't me. And it's so true, it's not us, because we come from the seed of God. We come from light. We come from love. And so it is not who we are. And it's so important that we see this. And but you can feel it so heavy on you, just like sitting on you, and you're trying everything you can. You know you're supposed to think the right things, but you just feel this pressure. And so I was just finally, I'm like, Lord, what is this? And you're getting all these crazy thoughts, and to the point that your nerves and emotions are just so shaky. And this whole thing of feeling like I'm going to disappoint somebody, or, you know, or dissatisfy someone, or dissatisfy John, or dissatisfy God, and to get you just to totally feel like, why am I even here? I can't do this anymore. You know, again, it's the end of our effort, right? It's another thing coming out that we've been trying to effort and protect ourselves. It's another survival mechanism, trying to keep everything stable. Again, right back to childhood, I had to, you know, neutralize and be the positive person to kind of neutralize that angry atmosphere growing up, or try to appease, or try to please, or point out all the good things to neutralize, right? And so anyway, but the Lord was showing me, because I was just like, Lord, you've got to show me, what do I do in this situation? And so he said, well, he goes, most important thing is to not agree with it, because you're giving it power. And I know we know this, but it's so important, you know, is to just stop it in our tracks and say, this is not me, and I'm refusing to agree. And he said, remember, whatever you decree and declare, it shall be. And so I out loud said, I decree and declare this is a lie. I decree and declare these are lies. And the moment I said that, it broke and just lifted. And I was like, wow, you know. And of course, I know this is stuff we know and we've been trained all growing up, you know, in the church and different things like that. But, you know, when you're in these moments and it just kind of comes out of nowhere, it's so easy just to think it's us. And especially when we've been used to having to fix. We're fixers. We're going through. So anyway, it was just some really, really good revelation again with the Lord, you know, just where he said, these things try to rub up against you to get you to think that it's you, especially if you're, the clairsentient, where you're a sensor and a feeler. And a lot of times, again, we pick up on things and we think they're us, or we'll pick up on other people's thoughts or like areas they're struggling with. And so we'll automatically think it's us that's struggling with it. And it's not. We're just picking up on something somebody else is struggling with. And so, again, so important. So if it's trying to impose itself on you, again, to realize what's going on and decree that it's a lie, decree it out loud, declare it out loud, establish it's a lie, and take your power back. Don't give it your energy. Don't give it your attention anymore. And if you're struggling with that because you've got so much momentum going on, and I know for me, one of my weak points, I'm trying to figure it out, you know. It's so crazy, isn't it, how we, instead of just running to the Lord first thing, we try to show him how much we've learned by we're trying to figure it out, and I'm going to get this right. I know what I need to think, and all this kind of stuff, instead of just running right into his arms. And I'm guilty of that at times, you know. And so, oh man, it's amazing though. He's just so gracious. But yeah, so if you guys have been going through that, just know, and I asked the Lord too, is like, why is this stuff just coming up? I know better, right? I know better. Ugh. But it's coming up so it can come out. So we just got to celebrate that we're all advancing. If you've been getting hit with like just depression or despair, or, you know, should I even be here? Am I going to make it? Why did I come? And I've gotten hit so hard with that sometimes, and the Lord reassures me, and he just says, you have what it takes, otherwise you wouldn't be here. You have what it takes. That's why you've been chosen to come at this appointed time. And for those that are, you know, have been learning too about the whole 3D or third dimension, you know, just the different layers, third, fourth, fifth dimension, and so on. They've often said that the 3D, where we're at in the world right now, is one of the hardest times to live in because it's a huge transitional period. And the more we awaken, the more we remember who we are, the higher you ascend, you start remembering who you are, the spiritual gifts you have, where you've come from, and all those things. So we're not so much asleep and fighting against darkness. We've come up into light so much so where darkness just can't be, you know? So anyway, it's pretty fascinating. We are living in amazing times, and we've all been handpicked and chosen by Papa God and Holy Spirit and the Lord to be here with our angels assigned to assist us. So we have more help than we know what to do with. So we just, if we can just keep telling ourselves too that it's okay. We're allowed to feel this way. We release the judgments and expectations off ourselves, send love, and know that we're actually expanding and ascending, that nothing's wrong with us. Something right is going on. It's no different when you're starting to cleanse and detox in the natural. You'll usually hit right before the breakthrough is a healing crisis. So that's what they call it, where it looks like, oh my gosh, you know, why am I getting all these rashes? Why am I getting backed up? Why is my breath smelling all of a sudden? Or why am I losing hair? I thought my hair would get better. Or why am I, you know, all these manifestations are starting to happen on your body. It's because things are actually finally moving, stirring up, and coming out. So, you know, it's going to come out of wherever the pores and outlets are on your body. Hello. And so that's what's going on. It's coming up and out, whether it's spiritually, physically. And after that, your body can finally heal and you can ascend and grow. So anyway, I just wanted to encourage you guys and just give you some tools and some perspectives of looking at this as we're all growing and awakening and moving together in this journey. So I hope this helped. Feel free to leave a comment. Always, I love hearing from you guys, and thank you for listening to this. So be encouraged, and I just pray huge blessings and strength over you, that you will just keep being refreshed and knowing that you're right on track, and just keep releasing and allowing, releasing, receiving, and believing. It's just like that thing the Lord told me a while ago. He goes, there's nothing to work on, nothing in our own power and effort to just work on, but to just simply release it to Him, receive and believe in who He says we are, because He sees us as divine, sweet innocence. We're already forgiven. We've already been put in right standing. And so now we're just receiving it and letting it expand in us. So anyway, all right. I love you all. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.